prayer helps us connect with those things that make us shake. It helps us to name that which disturbs us. And it gives us a place to name explicitly all that is and pain that pains us and enrages us, not for the sake of naming it, but so that we can then listen to the wisdom of God, to connect with the leading of the Spirit, and to hear the voice of Christ as we choose how it is we will respond. Prayer is a gift because by it, God makes space for us to faithfully respond to the world around us. The first verse of our psalm today, the psalmist says, God, when I was in distress, you made room for me. In prayer, God does that for us. You gave me space, God, when I was in a tight spot. God makes space for us to name what it is we're feeling, to be heard, and to be led in a faithful way forward. Prayer helps us move from reactions to responses, from lashing out to reaching out, from screaming at to talking with. Does that make sense? Are you following me? Prayer helps us discern how it is we will move from being absolutely unmoored to again resting in peace and in a sense of self. Bonhoeffer teaches that when we pray the Psalms as a spiritual practice, we pray in the voice of Christ. Christ quotes the Psalms from the cross and in so invites us in our own struggles to pray the Psalms with him. They teach us how to offer God our full selves, our emotions, our experiences, our longings, our desires, and then to trust that God sees and knows all of that in all of us, and still God chooses loving kindness towards us and calls us to deep faithfulness and trust. And maybe you're not shaking today. Maybe I'm projecting. I am. I'm shaking. But maybe you're not, and that's okay. Maybe you don't feel the need to lament. Maybe you sit down and open the psalm for the day and you're just like, this does not connect with me. This person sounds really sad and I'm really happy. Or this person sounds really joyful and I'm really scared. And that's okay too. When we pray the psalms, sometimes we don't recognize ourselves in the psalm, but maybe it's because it's someone else's prayer. Perhaps Christ is praying in and through us for someone else who can't pray for themselves. Maybe you don't feel as though you're just longing to see some good in the world and for God to just please make God's face to shine again. But I'll tell you what, someone does today. And by praying that psalm today, you join Christ in praying with them and for them. And we all do this together each week when we pray the prayers of the people, right? In fact, in just a moment, we will sing a hymn that is an adaptation of Psalm 4. And then after we sing Psalm 4 together, we will pray together our prayers of the people. We will give thanks to God for who God is and all that God has done for us. And we'll name the things that shake and unsettle us. And we will remember our faith together and seek to move forward into the ever-shaking world with a peace that passes understanding. Rested and ready to live into the work of reconciliation to which God has called us. So God's beloved children, now to the one who by the power at work within us is able to do far more abundantly than we can ask or imagine. To God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen. Let's stand together and sing. Our hymn is, O God, Be Gracious, from Psalm 4. Number 776, you'll find an insert in your bulletin.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Friends, we turn to God and to lift our joys and concerns and to be shaped by the faith that we receive in response. Let us pray. Almighty God, we have gathered to worship you that our will might align with yours and that we might be moved by your Spirit to respond in our lives by praying without ceasing. Hear now our prayers for the church in all the world and all those within it who work for your will and your kingdom. We pray, O God, for this congregation, for its mission and ministry, rooted here in South Knoxville and yet extending your love to our neighbors, for those among us healing from surgeries, seeking answers, seeking healing of any kind, we pray. We pray for those in our community who cannot be with us in person, but who we love dearly and miss deeply. We pray, O God, for the healing of the earth that you have entrusted to our care, for clean water for all people, for healthy food to eat, for all the systems of the world, that we might move from the ways of destruction and commodification to ways of creation and sustainability. For peace and justice in the world, O God, we pray, particularly today, for Gaza and Israel, for Sudan and Ukraine, for all areas torn apart by war, poverty, and greed. Show us how to be active in your work for peace in the world. We pray for all nations and leaders. It seems that globally, more and more leaders are seeking to achieve their own political ends militarily and with violence, and that more and more of them believe that they can get away with it. We pray for an end to violent regimes, an end to dictatorships and fascism, an end to religious and political violence of all kinds, and help it to start in our own hearts. Remind us and remind our leaders that violence can never bring an end to violence, that hatred cannot drive out hatred. Only love can do that. And so we pray for our own hearts, as well as for the leaders of our nation, our state, our city, our county. They might lead with your wisdom and compassion and integrity. We pray, O God, for our local community, for schools and businesses, homes and places of worship, that our eyes would be open to what you are doing in our midst, and that no hopelessness would keep us from actively looking for all that you are doing in our world. We pray, O God, for the poor and the oppressed, for all who are grieving and for the lonely. And we pray, O God, for a day when we can see the people around us as your creation, infinitely loved by you. Mend our eyes to see our neighbors and ourselves in this way, no matter how much money they have or what language they speak or how they pray or how they vote, so that we might more fully live out your commandment to love our neighbors as ourselves. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And guide us, O God, by your Holy Spirit, that all of our prayers and all of our lives would serve to show your will and your love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.